The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong.
I got an idea. Let's quit electing leaders so they can stop betraying us. P.J. Barden, the second hour of the National Intel Report. By the way, I'm your host, John Statmar, on this sixth day of July, 2014. P.J., do you foresee any problems with this Article 50 going through?
Oh, I'm as nervous as you are, my friend, absolutely. It has to be activated, but we have this terrible impediment, two major ones. First of all, they have to elect, within the government party, the Conservatives, they have to elect a new leader. It looks like it'll be this wretched Theresa May, although she's an experienced politician. A dreary personality, by the way, really dreary. She looks like she's embalmed. But can I say, that won't be concluded until the 9th of September. And this government, which was fighting for Remain, did not have a strategy developed for the divorce, you know, leaving the UK. So they need about 3 months to put that together. So the earliest it can really realistically be put to the European Union would be the end of the year, November, December. Now, that's a fact. And what I worry about is the Illuminati pulling off a massive financial collapse that would scuttle everything. Now, that is the risk as well.
Well, I mean, you've just recently seen what has happened here to us in this country with letting off this, oh gosh, I've run out of creative names to call her.
Satan in a skirt, yeah.
Yeah, Satan in a pantsuit. No. Yeah. She doesn't wear skirts because she's ashamed of her piano-shaped legs. And that's a true story, by the way. Years ago, and this was over 20 years ago at University of Michigan, she threw a hissy fit because she actually showed up with a skirt on. And she demanded that a curtain be put around her table so people couldn't see her legs. And if they didn't do it right away, she was leaving.
Well, that was decent of her. We don't want to see her legs anyway. Don't I'm sure you and I don't.
Oh, I don't look at this creature, PJ, as being anything. It's some kind of psychopathic globalist dream.
Oh yeah, it's shocking that this multi-layered criminal syndicate, the Clintons, then you have the Bushes' multi-layered criminal syndicate, and all the others, and Comey, and the banking system, and Goldman Sachs. America is one, and we're pretty much the same, it's not as bad here, but you're living under a multi-layered criminal syndicate. But people are so diverted. By the way, Mark Dice has two new videos out, and one is cracking. Even before the end of the program, if it's Mike there, you might play it. He goes down the pier in San Diego.
I've seen
and
it.
And he asks what he calls retarded Hillary Clinton supporters. That he tells them Hillary's thinking of introducing Sharia law in America, and they all agree with him.
Well, of course, that's because they're non-thinking, democracy-minded. She's a woman, and we need a woman president. And we don't care the criminality going back to MENA, Arkansas, for God's sakes. We don't care about any of the 25-year criminality history with this woman. And you notice what's been wiped off the screen now. Any verbiage about, what does it matter now? Benghazi or the Clinton Foundation? Evidently, they've been using as their own personal piggy bank. All that's off the screen, this long, drawn-out, the Hillary email that took up 6 months of media time in this country. Now they're on to the shooting down in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Well, I knew from the beginning that that email thing, as important as it is, she was delighted I was up there because that was hiding all the other stuff that come out about her. It was blocking the airwaves.
Oh, and it seems the greater the Clinton crisis, the more criminality they're able to skate out from under.
But of course, they couldn't do it without having all their allies in the media, and that's the equally culpable thing. You've got the most corrupt, gutless media as well. That's the big key factor.
So Wales is actually a country?
A country within the UK, yeah.
Okay.
I'm from Dublin, Ireland. I'm from the Republic of Ireland, which is a sovereign, independent country. That's three quarters of the 26 counties of Ireland. Six counties in the north are still part of Britain. That's what the whole dispute of the last 30 years, which is now in a peace agreement, is about. But Northern Ireland's only 70 miles by 80 miles. You know, it's a tiny piece of territory, but it's a hot potato. There's a peace agreement keeping it going at the moment.
Well, I was serious. If I'm ever able, and even if I didn't have to book passage on the slowest tramp steamer to the British Isles, if I can possibly do it, I mean, even if I have to work on a tramp steamer to get over there and take a mini vacation,
I'm hoping to do that for you within the year with my first frigging. I try not to mention it. I've 12 on the stacks, 3 serious on the stacks. Cashless society, I hope to have out in 8 weeks on his knee book. And we'll see how that goes, and I hope to be able to do that for you.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Better than a tramp steamer.
Well, PJ, I appreciate you chiming in on the show today. I really do.
Okay, thank you. Something you to dream about. Okay.
Yeah, there we go. All right, thanks, PJ.
Thank you. Thanks.
All right. Saturday night, folks. I wouldn't care if this guy got up and said absolutely nothing. I just love to hear him talk. Any rate, his show is on Republic Broadcasting Network from 8 to 10 a.m. on Saturday mornings, which is actually, 1 to 3 his time in the afternoon. And he's after me for a nighttime show on a weekend. And I wished he would do a show 5 days a week, actually. But he's got his training wheels on. I'm going to hire somebody to steal his training wheels. Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom.
Good evening, John. What the hell is going on? The Blythes are at it again. Billy Blythe and his Hillary rotten Clinton Blythe
are
at it again.
You tell me. Rumor has it that you voted for Bill Clinton.
Yeah, real funny. I'd voted for Monica. Well, listen, what I want to say is this, John. Donald Trump is just speaking now, and they have this magazine that supposedly had a sheriff's badge on it, but they say it's a Star of David, and Trump's anti-Semitic and all this. And they find out that the guy who printed that copy was a Jew. He's Jewish. But here these Jews again, these liberal Jews, are going at it, spinmeisters, I call them, spinning everything they can against anybody who's an Anglo-Christian, and that's just the way it is. I'm looking at Hollyweird. You got Hollyweird, you got this Matt Damon fool, he's an Irish-American, talking about gun control, he brainwashed him, manipulated him, this guy's the most violent guy on the cinema screen.
Damn good at it, too. Like I said, you know, he stops talking about pulling people's rights, I won't give him acting lessons, you know, tips on acting.
Exactly. Well, you know, I'll tell you this, John. What is going on is appalling. But I think Trump, you know, Trump's so off the cuff that people are going to probably rally around him in the end and vote for him. Because if they don't vote for Hillary, this country's totally unraveled. It's totally gone. I mean, you're going to see every thing that we'll never believe would ever happen in our lifetimes. So, you know, I do believe Trump. You know, people are going to rally around Trump, the smart ones. Of course, the minorities, the Afro-Americans, like Trump was just talking, 59% unemployment for the black community, yet you all vote for Democrats. Detroit's bankrupt. Chicago's got 60 shootings over the weekend. They worried a scream bloody murder would happen in Orlando, but here you got 60 people getting shot almost every weekend in Chicago, Detroit, Philadelphia, Baltimore, Maryland. I mean, this is unbelievable. L.A. It's a total, it's a gang mentality that's taken over this country, and look at the gang we have, like with Hillary and Bill, and all those, even the FBI agent, to put all that stuff out there, John, and then turn back and that's not indict her, this Loretta Lynch. What kind of mob mentality is this? This is unbelievable. It's thuggery mentality. But, you know, we'll see what happens. It's going to be very interesting what's going to happen at the Republican convention and the Democratic convention. And I really do believe that people are going to rally around Trump. And if not, John, I think this country's going to have to break up. You know what I'm saying? It's going to have to break up.
Well, I'm telling you, the fix is in. If I see Newt Gingrich being picked as VP and Donald Trump as president, Donald Trump will not make 4 years in that White House. I guarantee
you. I agree with you there. I agree 100%.
I think
to be smart, I think if Trump actually is smart right now, the people I'm saying, I would love for him to pick Sessions, of course, but I don't know if that would ever happen, just Sessions. But I think the one person that people are overlooking, that he might pick a younger guy, quite younger than him, and that one guy I heard today, Cotton, would be probably a good VP from Arkansas.
Well, what do you think of my analogy of picking Ron Paul as vice president? Ron Paul, it seems to be taking every opportunity to take swipes at Donald Trump. And I don't see anybody in the Republican Party that he's recommending, and he's certainly not running again.
Well, I'll say this, John. You're right about that, because if Trump were to pick a guy like Ron Paul, his son, you know, of course, ran, he was really promoting to help the black American community. So I believe if Trump were to pick his dad, a lot of blacks would switch over maybe Republican this time, because they're not getting nothing out of the Democrats over the last 50 years.
No, you're wrong, Tom, you're wrong. They have gotten everything unabated.
Well, you're right there in that regard, yes, with affirmative action, all that, yes, I agree. But I'm talking about the job numbers. People are worried about their pocketbook, and a lot of these young people won't have jobs. You got 90 million people not even looking for jobs in this country anymore. 48 million on food stamps? Come on, John. You know, something's got to give here.
Well, and Tom, I was talking to this documentary maker today, and he says, wait till China starts producing the cars that they've been talking about building and shipping into this country. They're going to be sending cars in here that are going to be selling well under $10,000 a unit. Motorcycles.
Right now, John, it's a three-wheeler. Have you seen it? And they're trying to sell them for $6,000. They're out of time on the news right now.
Well,
it's a three-wheel car, and they're trying to sell them like hotcakes.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Well, and the guy told me, he said $1,500 motorcycles. He says, what kind of market do you think the Chinese... And think about this, Tom. You got a lot of people living on a lot less than they did just 6-8 years ago. Are they going to buy America first if they can buy a car for $6,000-$8,000? Hell no, they're going to go buy the Chinese piece of junk. Tom,
I agree, Don. But you know, one more thing, John, I want to say, look what this Governor Brown is doing in California. You got 3.5 million illegals. They all have to have cars to get around, and their global warming bullshit that they've been pushing on.
Hey! Billy Bob can't say that word. Tom, if you can't control yourself, don't make me do it. Jeff in Colorado. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, John, what's going on?
Hi.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Oh, I can just barely hear you. I really like what you're saying about Trump should pick Ron Paul for his VP. I was calling you about here that a point that came up here on Rivero's show here about 3 hours ago about Comey and Lynch were both tied in with HSBC.
Which is the next story that I'm getting around to.
Okay, you do it then.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks.
Appreciate it. I'm not joking. I just pulled this up. He, being James Comey, joined the London-based board of directors of HSBC to improve the company's compliance program after its $1.9 billion settlement with the Justice Department for failing to comply with basic due diligence requirements. James Comey was appointed to the HSBC Board of Directors to improve the company's compliance program after the $1.9 billion settlement with the Justice Department for failing to comply with basic due diligence requirements for money laundering regarding Mexican drug cartels and terrorism financing. In February of 2015, The International Consortium of Investigative Journalists released the information about the business conduct of HSBC under the title Swiss Leaks. The ICIJ alleges that the bank profited from doing business with tax evaders and other clients. BBC reported that HSBC had put pressure on the media not to report about the controversy, with British newspaper The Guardian claiming that the HSBC advertising had been put on pause after The Guardian's coverage of the matter. Peter O'Born, chief political commentator at the Daily Telegraph, resigned from the paper. In an open letter, he claimed the newspaper suppressed negative stories and dropped investigations in the HSBC because of the bank's advertising. HSBC had recently come back into notoriety due to its involvement in money laundering for Mexican cartels. Families involved in the deaths by the organized crime gangs have sued HSBC for its involvement with processing funds for the Sinaloa cartel. Money laundering has been an issue in Argentina, India, Mexico, United Kingdom, United States, and Switzerland. Following search warrants and raids beginning in January of 2013, in mid-March of 2013, Argentina's main taxing authority accused HSBC of using fake receipts and dummy accounts to facilitate money laundering and tax evasion. You know, if you need any tips on that, just call the boys down there in Langley. On July 19th of 2012, India investigated alleged violations of safety compliance in which Indian employees were believed to be involved. On 9 November 2012, Indian activist and politician Arvind Kejriwal said he had details of 700 Indian bank accounts hiding black money with a total value of $60 billion. Whatever that's valued, it comes out to be $890 million U.S. dollars, with HSBC in Geneva. In June of 2013, the media outlet in India did an undercover expose where HSBC officers were caught on camera agreeing to laundering black money. The bank placed those employees on leave pending their own internal investigation. In early February 2013, appearing before the U.K.'s Parliamentary Banking Standards Commission, CEO Stuart Gulliver acknowledged that the structure of the bank had been not fit for purpose. He also stated matters that should have been shared and escalated were not shared and escalated. HSBC has also been accused of laundering money for terrorist groups. No, they wouldn't do that. In both 2003 and 2010, U.S. regulators ordered HSBC to strengthen its anti-money laundering practices. In October of 2010, United States OCC issued a cease and desist order requiring HSBC to strengthen multiple aspects of its anti-money laundering program. The identified program included one massive backlog of over 17,000 alerts, identifying suspicious activity, failure to file timely suspicious activity reports with U.S. law enforcement, failure to conduct any due diligence to assess risk to HSBC and their affiliates before opening a correspondent account for them, a three-year failure by HBUS from mid-2006 to mid-2009 to conduct any anti-money laundering of $15 billion in bulk cash transactions from those same HSBC affiliates. Failure to monitor $60 trillion in annual wire transfers by customers and countries rated lower risk by HBUS, and inadequate and unqualified AML staffing. In November of 2012, it was reported that the HSBC had set up offshore accounts in Jersey for suspected drug dealers. They wouldn't hook up with a mafia in Jersey. And other criminals. In June of 2015, HSBC was fined by the Geneva authorities after an investigation into money laundering within the Swiss subsidiary. The fine was 40 million Swiss francs. We'll roll around here to Mr. Comey in this. Got to take a three-minute break. We'll be back.
Imagine. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's
888-311-4311. Break down, take down, everybody waltz into the crowded line. Break down, take down, you busted, busted. Shake down, break down, take down. Just about the time you think it's all right. Break down, take down, you busted.
In November of 2012, it was reported that the HSBC had set up an offshore account in Jersey. And following a whistleblower leaking details of a £700 million allegedly held in HSBC accounts in the Crown dependency, in June of 2015, HSBC was fined by the Geneva authorities after an investigation in money laundering within the Swiss subsidiary. In July of 2012, the U.S. Senate Committee issued a report which stated that HSBC had been in breach of money laundering rules, had assisted Iran and North Korea to circumvent U.S. nuclear weapons sanctions, and other violations. In December of 2012, Assistant U.S. Attorney General Lanny Brewer suggested the U.S. government might resist criminal prosecution of HSBC, which could lead to the loss of the bank's U.S. charter. He stated, "Our goal here is not to bring HSBC down. It's not to cause a systemic effect on the economy. It's not for people to lose thousands of jobs." In December 2012, HSBC was penalized $1.9 billion, the largest fine under the Bank Secrecy Act, for violating four U.S. laws designed to protect the U.S. financial system. Well, HSBC had allegedly laundered at least $881 million in drug proceeds through the U.S. financial system for international cartels, as well as processing an additional $660 million for banks in U.S. sanctioned countries. According to the report, the U.S. bank subsidiary also failed to monitor more than $670 billion in wire transfers and more than $9.4 billion in purchases of physical dollars from a Mexico unit as part of an agreement deferring its prosecution. HSBC acknowledged that for years it ignored warning signs that the drug cartels in Mexico were using its branches to launder millions of dollars. Hell, they've been doing... Man... Is this a revelation to anybody? Where do you think all this cocaine money went back in the 70s and 80s? It was easy to bribe an official at a Mexican bank. And they were transporting money around in tractor trailers, guys. So where does James Comey come in all of this? Very little is spoken in that article about it. But in December 2003, as Deputy Attorney General, Comey appointed the U.S. Attorney in Chicago, close friend and former colleague, Pat Fitzgerald, as special counsel to head the CIA leak grand jury investigation. After Attorney General John Ashcroft recused himself. In August of 2005, Comey left the DOJ and he became general counsel and senior vice president of Lockheed Martin. You know, the people who make billions of dollars off of making war crap. In 2010, he became general counsel at Bridgewater Associates. In early 2013, he left Bridgewater to become a senior research scholar and Hertog Fellow on National Security Law at Columbia School. Oh, by the way, he also joined the London-based board of directors of HSBC Holdings. And in 2013, Comey was appointed as the director of the FBI by President Barack Obama. Yeah, he's an honest guy. Sure he is. And I'm a Chinese jet pilot. Oh, gosh. It's all about the money, guys. This dishonest, insane, and intolerable crap that's been growing like a mold in Washington, D.C. is either right on the verge of totally taking over and putting down any resistance in this country, or it's in position to fall. And when I say fall... Getting rid of the criminal cabals that have been running Washington for so many years. As I said about Donald Trump, I gauge him by the enemies that keep popping out of the gopher holes. Nobody wants this guy in there, man. He's going to upset a lot of apple carts, interrupt billions of dollars changing hands, and putting who first? Not the Washington elite or the globalist, but the common worker. Ooh.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
If your home has hard water and it's leaving white spots, then it's likely that limescale is clogging your pipes. Limescale can cost hundreds of dollars a year in wasted energy and early appliance breakdown. HydroCare systems available at Wave Home Solutions prevent and remove limescale with just a simple filter change every 3 years. There are no salts, chemicals, or magnetic coils. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, just go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
FoodForLiberty.com sells high-quality storable foods from Numana. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or an outdoor sports enthusiast, FoodForLiberty.com has your prepackaged single-serve packs or kits for the entire family. Numana is known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, super nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. With a 25-year shelf life, you can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. Right now, FoodForLiberty.com is offering a special gift, a heavy-duty Survivor dry storage box designed for extreme bug-out conditions. This storage box is built to last, includes compass, signaling mirror, and is yours free with a $50 order. Go to foodforliberty.com right now and pick up your quality storable foods from Numana. To get the Survivor dry storage box, use promo code LIBERTY. It makes good sense to be prepared. Go to foodforliberty.com.
Out in the morning dew, honey. Please walk me out in the morning dew.
Well, we know the story. Clinton was under federal investigation using a private insecure email server for classified state business. And anybody else handling this classified official material on a private server would have at least lost their job and would likely be indicted. But as we said, Clinton is just not anybody. She's above the law. She has strings to pull. She has offers to make. And of course, we know Loretta Lynch, she held a private talk with Billy Boy aboard a plane in Phoenix while her department was investigating Hillary. Attorney General Loretta Lynch, whose agency is investigating Hillary Clinton's email practices, spent about 30 minutes meeting with the president, ex-president Clinton, while both of them were separately passing through Phoenix. Clinton had landed ahead of the nation's top law enforcement officer and waited for her. By the way, Lynch was in town to promote communitarianism. Oh, community policing. I'm sorry. And Clinton learned of her arrival and decided to wait so they could meet. I did see President Clinton at the Phoenix airport as he was leaving and spoke to myself and my husband on the plane. And when Lynch said at a press conference, when asked about the prolonged chat which took place aboard a jet on the tarmac, Billy Boy claimed that he was in Phoenix playing golf. It was some 106 degrees, folks, in Phoenix that day. And if any of y'all have ever been in weather like that, you don't want to walk anywhere, let alone go play golf. And after the media got a hold of this and there was a little bit of outrage, she tried to wiggle herself out of the calamity. Today's New York Times has a piece on Clinton that mentions in passing, just in passing, don't pay attention to that over there, a job offer for Ms. Loretta Lynch should Clinton become president. And I'm quoting New York Times, Democrats close to Mrs. Clinton say that she may decide to retain Ms. Lynch, the nation's first black woman to be attorney general, who took office in April 2015. Well, folks, we're in Texas, and one equals two. Lynch read that message, and the director of the FBI, which is responsible to the Attorney General for its operations, received appropriate signals. Hence, FBI recommends no charges against Hillary for use of personal email. And after investigating Hillary for over a year, Mr. Comey concluded an investigation that began a year ago when the Inspector General for the intelligence agencies told the Justice Department that he had found classified information among a small sampling of her emails. Do you remember what happened when Vince Foster was found in a park in Washington, D.C.? Who was in several offices shredding like a madwoman? Hillary. You know, when I ask about wiping a server, well, what do you mean, like with a cloth? I don't know how to do any of that stuff. Folks, let me tell you something. The FBI has given itself permission to show up at any business, any private residence. If you're not home, to come in unannounced, break in, copy your hard drives and your computers, and even if you scrub your hard drive, those damn things are still readable. I'm telling you, the fix is in here. Why else would you offer the Attorney General a job when she becomes president? Oh, I'm sorry, if she becomes president. I'm telling you, there is a mapped out strategy here, and they're following it step by step, and they're not going to deviate. If they've got the Justice Department and the FBI in their back pocket, Katie, bar the door. Come November, you're probably going to see the Wicked Witch of the West and the East and the North and the South in the White House in January. And I'm telling you right now, folks, that happens, all bets are off. All of them. Kent in West Virginia. Hello, Kent.
Yeah, hi, John.
Hi.
Yeah, I think you and I are of similar ages, and it's just astounding the amount of corruption in this country. I mean, you know, you can remember Watergate, where they were all over Nixon for, I think they painted his house or something out there in California, you know, a few thousand dollars here. And then I think Jim Trafficante, they claimed some guy paved his driveway. And then there was a guy, remember Dan Rostenkowski out of Illinois or something. He was misusing the stamp money or something. It was really petty. They just hammer people over petty things. But what's going on now is just so out of the, unbelievable and in your face. And you know, they spent $40 million investigating Billy Boy and Monica Lewinsky, and all of a sudden we don't have these independent prosecutors anymore, and the Republicans control the Congress, and you'd think they'd be having hearings up there on the Capitol Hill all the time, you know, election year. It's just amazing.
Well, and I'm telling you, I think I nailed this correctly, Kent, when I said that Clinton's, after being in and around Washington for 25 years, involved in the criminal activities that they were involved with, and they could nail a lot of people, and a lot of people would go down the tube. It would literally be a constitutional crisis in this country because it would involve so many people at the highest levels of government. She would threaten to sing like a coal miner's canary. She, you know, at this point in time, Kent, she's untouchable. At this point in time. And nobody. You know, I mean, who's going to come in? The Department of Justice? No. They've already shut it down. The FBI? They've given her a free pass. So who else is going to come in? Nobody.
Yeah, and if you interpret that statement that guy that Comey made, it was like, no prosecutor is going to touch her. But then he's issued his statement, "Well, don't you try this." And I thought that was, in so many words, that's what he said. She can do anything she wants, but don't you try this because we're going to come after you with both feet.
Well, that's the, you know, you watch any reality show, don't try this at home.
Yeah.
You know. We're watching a scripted criminal cabal just absolutely saying to the world that we're here and we're not going anywhere and our agenda will be fulfilled. Don't screw with us.
Yeah.
That's the message that I got.
But what happened since, you know, in the 16 years that, you know, they almost impeached old Bill, you know, and they were just hounding these people left, right, and center? Well, obviously, they got out of office and they got paid off by the banks, and they really cashed in on their activities.
Well, look at the way Dick Nixon was handled. I mean, big deal over 18 minutes of missing recordings, and you know he gets in front of the. I am not a crook. You know, he made sure that everybody knew that, but you know, Dick had to go. Dick had to go. Hillary. She can't go. She's too big to fail. Or, I'm sorry, she's too big to bring down because she would bring down other fat. Could you imagine the international cabal that she could reveal? Her and her criminal friends, not just here in this country, but worldwide? Man, that would, you know, if you were, Ken, if you were an honest federal prosecutor, this is something that legends are made of. If you could nail this witch, oh, brother, you know, notoriety, man, you wouldn't have to buy a drink in any restaurant or bar for the rest of your life. Everybody would know your name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, they had the thing over there in England there, the Chilcot Report, where they investigated the Iraq War, and you know, it's being portrayed in the news anyway as being pretty,
yeah, everybody knew that Iraq didn't have weapons of mass destruction. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that report is nothing but another whitewash. It's all that it is.
And then they say that the International Criminal Court says, well, we can't prosecute Tony Blair, but we may be able to go after these soldiers that did some of these terrible things, but not the guy who started the war, you know, and why and everything. So,
yeah.
Just unbelievable. The corruption is just... it's off the scale.
Well, and I'm extremely concerned. I know what the President of the United States, what power they're supposed to have and what they're not supposed to have. Could you imagine this creature being in the White House? Could you imagine the stuff that she would be doing?
Oh, yeah. I mean, all those things that Bush brought in, and, you know, it'll all be whatever. Just, she'll be the dictator of the world. That's all there is to it. I mean,
yeah.
It's frightening, really. It really is frightening.
Well, and it is frightening because here we have a chance. Here we have a chance to get our country back. But you got to get the criminals out of the way. But at least, I guess, I don't know if you could call this a positive or not. I think a lot of people out there that figured that, you know, this left-right paradigm, you know, it doesn't make any difference if you're Republican or Democrat. The American people are losing at any given turn. That was the wake-up call. This is why Donald Trump is on the scene right now. This is why he only spent $40 million, and he's actually ahead in the polls, regardless of what the controlled, owned by six corporations, the media in this country, reports. He's actually ahead of the game here. But, man, I'm telling you, Kent, if this thing gets in the White House, ain't nothing sacred, ain't nothing safe, ain't nothing going to be protected. You are not going to have any rights. And I think if this old winded biddy gets her way, there ain't going to be no guns in anybody's hands either.
Well,
yeah. Kent, thanks for your call. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Rob in Chicago. Hello, Rob.
Hi, John.
Hi.
I do appreciate that you're acknowledging Hillary as what she is.
You're garbling on me, Rob. Is your
oh no, that's not good.
No, it's not.
How's that? Is that any better?
Not really.
No. Let's see if we can get a better signal here.
Okay.
If you're
right-handed, hold your left hand at a 45-degree angle up. Stand on your left leg.
Exactly. Can you hear me now?
No, you're. Try reconnecting with us. I'll take your call as soon as it comes in.
All right, sir.
All right. Well, Matt Damon, I wanted to get around to this. While in Australia doing press interviews for the upcoming release of his latest installment of the Bourne movie series, movie star Matt Damon waded into a contentious subject of gun control, applauding the country's complete ban on public gun ownership. He then noted that he believes the United States should follow the same course. And where all this stuff came from? They never identify the source, but it came from an interview with Stuff. I guess that's a magazine. And here's what the star actually said. "You guys did it here in one fell swoop, and I wish that could happen in my country. But it's such a personal issue for people that we cannot talk about it sensibly. We just can't. People get so emotional that even when you make a suggestion about not selling AK-47s to people on terrorist watch lists, that's a non-starter. I don't know what needs to happen." But on the surface, Damon's thoughts regarding not selling firearms to people on a terror watch list may seem reasonable. However, the fact is that it takes absolutely no evidence or known connections to any terrorism, merely an unsubstantiated suspicion to get put on one of these fly lists or no-fly lists, raises serious civil rights and due process concerns. Now, Damon noted his bewilderment at the fact that the mass shootings hadn't prompted a more substantial gun control response in the U.S. He said, "Obviously, mass shootings aren't going to do it. There have been so many of them at this point, Sandy Hook, when those children were murdered. If that didn't do it, you know, I just don't know. Maybe we just need to evolve further before we can have that conversation. I don't know." He went on to say to call the Australia gun ban sensible, adding, "I wish we could be sensible like that, but I don't think that's going to happen in my lifetime." Hey, Matt, do me a favor. Stay out of the God-given, constitutionally protected stuff, and we'll stay out of your acting career. Just keep doing those Jason Bourne movies, and hey, you know, I thought he was wonderful. Well, what was that movie with Robin Williams? I'll think of the title here in a second. Hell of a movie. Oh. Hell of a movie. He's a good actor. Just stay acting and keep your mouth shut, Matt. Good Will Hunting. Thank you very much. Just saw it the other day, by the way. Damn good movie. Sitting there watching Robin Williams and thinking, you know what he looks like now? Rob, are you back?
I am, sir.
Okay.
I'm going to pull over underneath the cell phone towers.
Well, there you go.
Sorry.
All right.
Well, I just wanted to thank you for acknowledging Hillary as what she is well known as a witch, a real witch. We thought that it couldn't get any worse than Obama, but I am flying my flag on my side window of my car at half mast now, upside down.
What's a half mast?
If it gets to the bottom, John, we're going hair on fire, like you said.
Well, I'm telling you what, I'm trying today desperately to try to put my words of concern into some sort of cognizant, logical, and I can't do it. I'm at a point right now that I know all bets are off. These people are willing and they're able to do anything, which doesn't bode well. I mean, I think the mask is going to come off this beast here pretty damn soon. And when it does, when it does, you know, all these weapons that you guys bought out there, you're going to find out the reason why you bought them. And I'm not wishing this on anybody. This is what these damn fools want. Under the blanket of chaos and all these domestic terrorists, just think how fast that they can rapidly respond and start wiping swaths of people out. Yeah.
Well, the one thing I want people to keep in mind is that I've seen a very good police officer. He's been outspoken about it, you know, analyzing things. He's got a series out there. It's called Talking About the American Revolution. And he's done a 3-part series on it already. It's on YouTube. And Think Like a Cop is his call tag. And he goes through the history of the years leading up to the revolution, and he analyzed it. And he's comparing it to what's been happening to today, and the parallels are sickening, yet it's very logical. And at one point I started to understand, and it hit me so hard as to what those people were thinking about back then. They had the same problems. They couldn't get, you know, family members to acknowledge that what the king was doing was wrong. And the simplicity of all of this is, you know, people don't change. The powers that be want to remain in power and control the people. Yet people have the power to change the whole thing. They just have to stop being scared and understand and just break down and understand the mechanics of everything.
Well, but once you do that, see, I'm finding a big disconnect between, pretty much figured out what the problem is, versus, okay, I know now what the problem is, but I really don't have a plan of action, and until somebody comes by and takes me by the ring in my nose and leads me to the promised land, I guess I'm going to sit here and do nothing. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, and they want to stay within their own little happy.
Well, the happiness... Rob, how much of the happiness has to leave camp before they get the idea?
You know, and it's like, unfortunately, like I say, you know, we look back at the 3%ers who were in the revolution, and that was 3% of the populace that had to do the job that they had to do, because they had to do it. And I'm going to remind everybody, the Constitution is written that we are mandated when the government becomes too tyrannical. It's our duty.
Not our obligation. Our obligation.
Yes.
To disassemble this thing and move it a little bit further west.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and like I said, remind people of what they did in Egypt when Morsi was put in place, and he was a, wasn't he an ISIS-supported type person or whatever? Anyways, he was put in there by the Obama regime. And,
sure.
And 20 million unarmed Egyptians marched on the wherever, the capital, and told them, get the hell out. And they turned it over. So, you know, the point being is, I'm telling people, you don't understand. You have to be part of this because it's your children's future, and you're not going to be a spectator.
Well, and this is just not any country we're talking about. This is the United States of America. This grand roll of the dice, freedom, liberty, you know, the right to contract without interference, the right to do this, the right to do that. Oh my God. This is the linchpin this is the only reason why the globalists have not been successful in tying up the knot here with their global order of things. We're the only reason.
Quick question though, sir.
Yeah.
Russia, Putin, I know that they, and the sad thing
I'm going to ask you to hurry up, Rob, because I want to make an announcement before the end of the show. Hurry up.
Okay, I just hope that Russia does dump the emails out that Guseford was able to, take from Hillary's email.
I'm waiting. They should have already hit. It was said that these emails were going to be released before Mr. Comey come up with his decision, and I'm still waiting.
Trump has them in his back pocket.
I don't know. So. I don't know.
All right, sir.
All right, thanks, Rob. I appreciate it. By the way, if you want to contact Donald Trump, here's a direct way that you can do it. If he picks this asshat, the former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich, I can tell you, he ain't going to make it out of the Oval Office. Website, DonaldTrump.com/contact. DonaldTrump.com/contact. Get in touch with us. It says on this page, this is sponsored by Donald Trump for President. Get in touch with us by filling out the form below, and you got to put your name and your city. And well, hey, we're already on the government's list anyhow. What the hell does this matter? And it's got a nice big comment section. Why don't you tell Mr. Trump how we feel about his pick for vice president? And if he touches this Newt Gingrich thing, either it's conscious that the fix is in, or he just doesn't know. And maybe even the suggestion might be made, Donald, if you thought about your personal safety while being president of the United States, bring in the other bullet magnet. And a double homicide at that level would be pretty much all the evidence that even the brain dead in this country would recognize. DonaldTrump.com/contact, folks. Oh, it's even got a number here at the bottom. You want to call them up? 646-736-1779. Contact the campaign, 646-736-1779. But I would suggest that you do the email. DonaldTrump.com/. Let this guy know that he is the last best chance. I hope he's not a ringer. And for God's sakes, don't bring one in so you have health problems and you can't finish out your term.
Hey, I'll make you a deal. Give me 60 seconds and I'll give you directions to the Fountain of Youth. Okay, I'm joking. Well, kind of joking. No fountains, but youth, I got Nature's Youth and their premier anti-aging product, Nature's Youth RSF. With your sensible diet and exercise plan, Nature's Youth RSF can help you look and feel better. RSF is an all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And elevated HGH levels can contribute to increased energy, improved libido, reduced body fat, and improved exercise capacity. Let's be honest, who doesn't want to look and feel younger? Visit the newly designed website at naturesyou.com or call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923 and like them on Facebook and you'll be included in contest and exclusive offers. What a deal. Oh, speaking of deals, my time's about up. 800-333-6923 or naturesyou.com. Who needs a fountain anyway? Call today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.